GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, June 22, 2026. Compiled Monday, June 22, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. President Donald Trump has given the green light. Global currency reset completed across 209 nations. Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, activated worldwide imminent. Global blackout, 10 days of darkness. Global military alliance to take over media, make over 1,000 globalist arrests, and take out the global criminal mafia. Judy Note, Sunday, June 21, 2026, the global currency reset went live across the world for 200-plus gold-slash-asset-backed nations. Central banks had been seized and credit unions integrated into the new global financial system. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Q said on Telegram, it would take a little time, but when the banks finally officially died, your fake debts would die with them. For decades you've been told you owe money to the bank, government, credit card company, electrical company, mortgage lender, IRS. It was all a lie. Every so-called debt you've ever carried was built on fraud. You were born into a system that registered your life as a corporate entity and then created a trust in your name. That trust was monetized. Bonds were issued and your existence became a financial instrument traded behind the scenes while you were taught to slave away and make payments on money that was already prepaid. Mortgages, utility bills, student loans, medical debt, they were not real obligations. They were engineered contracts based on deception, forged through legal trickery and hidden language, that all ran through the banks. The banks were not financial institutions. They were gatekeepers of a rigged system. They control the flow of fake currency, enforce debt slavery and protect the interests of the elite. Every time you swipe your card, pay your mortgage or send in a utility check, you are feeding a machine that was designed to drain your life force and keep you compliant. The moment banks officially collapsed, you would no longer be able to make payments. The bank will not be able to receive them. Collection agencies will vanish. Automated systems were now set to crash. As the banks died, they will say you still owed the money. But with what proof? If the banks no longer existed, the debts they created no longer existed. They could not enforce what they could no longer track. They could not demand what they could no longer control. They cannot imprison you in a system that has been exposed for what it really was, a global con. The banks were now dying, and when they did, the greatest lie ever told will finally be burned to the ground. As of Sunday, June 21, 2026, President Trump was at Camp David commanding the fall of the big banks through the global currency reset to gold-slash-asset-backed currency across 200-plus nations. At the same time, Trump's global military alliance was escalating mass arrests of global elite and banker traders. The gold-slash-asset-backed quantum financial system was now 100% live across the globe, and has been fully operational since Friday, May 1, 2026. This week the Global Military Alliance was overseeing the Global Currency Reset ZIM bond redemption and currency exchange appointments. Big central banks have been seized, while local credit unions have been integrated into the new global financial system. The Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, activation was imminent, 10 to 12 days of a controlled blackout and temporary martial law. When the EBS hits, you'll witness the fall of the media, banks, elite and their demonic empire as truth floods every TV, radio, internet screen via Starlink satellites. This is it. No more warnings. The children are being avenged. The traitors will burn. The storm is now. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Fox News, Barack Hussein Obama's trash can presidential center is opening in Chicago and black contractors are furious, saying, "We haven't been paid. They have not got their money." A lot of the black community has been protesting outside the library, calling it hideous and replacing their land. The costs to build it ballooned up to $850 million plus. Like his presidency, this is a failure, Martial Law on Telegram. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Fox News, Jeffrey Epstein's butler was caught in an FBI sting in 2009 trying to sell the client and victim list. He told them the entire operation, 17 years ago. And the FBI did nothing, Martial Law on Telegram. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Imminent Global Blackout, EBS 10 Days of Darkness, Secret Tribunals at Gitmo, over 1,000 elite arrests and indictments unsealed this week, Gitmo TV on Telegram. As of June 17, 2026, the intensity is boiling over. Elite trials have quietly begun, with top cabal figures dragged into military tribunals. Mainstream media is silent, but don't be fooled, their world is collapsing, and nothing can stop it. Gitmo is now the epicenter for these trials, with high-profile elites like Klaus Schwab and George Soros undergoing questioning. These are the people who believe they could manipulate the world forever, but they're falling, and the military is taking over. As we approach the new financial age, Jazara promises a massive wealth transfer, power is being ripped from the corrupt and returned to the people. The quantum financial system, QFS, is already freezing the assets of these elites, and soon their wealth will be distributed to you, the rightful owners. Global prosperity is just around the corner. Over 1,000 secret indictments have been unsealed this week. Banking elites in Switzerland, New York, and London are being flown to secret locations for interrogation. Their escape routes are closed, money frozen, and assets confiscated. Don't believe the mainstream lies about resignations. These people are being taken down for human T.G., financial terrorism, and mass corruption. The 10-day blackout is imminent, and EBS is ready to go live. Meanwhile, Russian Spetsnaz and Brazilian special forces are embedded deep within cabal-controlled sectors, extracting high-value targets. In Nevada, new military strikes hit underground bases housing secret weapons meant to control the public during the blackout. These bases have been obliterated. Weapons such as EMP devices, bioweapons, and mind control technology have been seized by the White Hats, all part of the cabal's crumbling empire. Top-level cabal members are on the run, but nowhere is safe. Special ops forces are hunting them down in remote locations like the Arctic and Pacific Islands. Military forces are preparing to storm government buildings during the blackout to extract key political figures tied to the cabal. The cabal's days are done. Prepare for justice, and the dawn of a new era. Wednesday, June 17, 2026, Marks, a bondholder, was receiving his money on Thursday, 18th of June. Other bondholders were expecting to have their money this weekend. All of Tier 3 were going to exchange this weekend. Thursday, June 18, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. Sources say Tier 4B, us, the internet group, could be notified for exchange appointments Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday 22, 23, 24th of June and start exchanges Wednesday, June 24, 2026. Judy note, these two videos may be put out by banks, so be careful about what they represent. What they appear to say was that the RV went live on Sunday, June 21, 2026. People were being contacted to exchange on a rolling basis. It looks like those in Tier 4B will be contacted sometime this coming week. Dinar $40. Dong $29. Reminder, an official redemption center will give you a better exchange rate than at a bank. ZIM can only be redeemed at a redemption center. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Trump speaks out. Iraqi dinar and dong RV complete, exchange centers open. Iraqi dinar news. Sunday, June 21, 2026, the Fed has scheduled an emergency announcement for Monday, June 22, 2026 at 9 a.m. EST before the New York stock market opens. Insiders report they intend to announce a $50 billion liquidity injection to prevent a market crash, Crypto Nobler on X. Sunday, June 21, 2026, the Clarity Act momentum is unstoppable, 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram, the Senate has officially confirmed a high-stakes meeting next week to finalize the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act. As digital assets continue moving into the mainstream, discussions surrounding the future of finance are accelerating at an unprecedented pace. Many observers believe this could be another major step toward a more transparent and technology-driven financial landscape. At the same time, conversations surrounding QFS, NYSERDA, Jazara, and the evolution of global financial systems continue to grow across online communities worldwide. Whether you see these developments as connected or separate, One thing is becoming clear: the future of finance is changing faster than ever before. The world is watching. The conversation is growing. Stay informed. Sunday, June 21, 2026, the children in the tunnels were not just rescued. They were the first to be healed, Benjamin Fulford on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Fox News, the United States Park Police have arrested multiple individuals for vandalizing our nation's magnificent reflecting pole. Who would do such a thing? These are very serious crimes having to do with the destruction of national monuments. Years in jail. Work will begin immediately on its repair. President DJT. Sunday, June 21, 2026, shocking exposure, the entire C.D. pandemic was a premeditated deep state plot orchestrated by Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, Dr. Fauci and the Rothschild family cabal. We have their damning emails as proof. These are war crimes and crimes against humanity on a global scale. These globalist monsters must be arrested now for their depopulation agenda. Patriots, the mask is completely off. The storm is closing in on the entire treasonous cabal. Project Odin Martial Law on Telegram. Sunday, June 21, 2026, mass arrests. The DOJ has arrested 324 defendants across 50 federal districts and 12 state AG offices in connection with $14.6 billion healthcare fraud schemes. Project Odin Martial Law on Telegram. Sunday, June 21, 2026, Mike Pence criminally implicated in classified leaking scandal. Acting AG Todd Blanche made it clear, prosecuting leakers who endanger national security is a top priority. Pence, along with aides Olivia Troy and Mark Short, is now accused of being the main White House leaker during Trump's first term, feeding top secret information to the media to damage President Trump. This ties directly into the John Bolton classified documents case, with potential Espionage Act violations. The rats in President Trump's inner circle are finally being exposed. The swamp never stopped trying to destroy him from within. Justice is coming, Pentagon insider on Telegram. Sunday, June 21, 2026, election fraud Arizona. Maricopa County officials deleted 2020 election results and key databases from the election management system the day before the subpoenaed equipment was handed over to the Arizona Senate's forensic audit team. Arizona canvassers also confirmed a massive 170,000 registered voters' legitimate votes disappeared or were not counted, lost, or stolen in Maricopa County's 2020 election results. Another 90,000 ballots were allegedly cast by non-existent, deceased, or completely ineligible voters with no matching records in the voter rolls. Estimates range from at least 350,000 to 500,000 total fraudulent votes in the Arizona 2020 election. Sunday, June 21, 2026, the Rothschild plan to conquer America for the bankers, Project Odin Martial Law on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.